There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It is Tech Tuesday on a Wednesday. You got Eric Semmel got bumped by Coach Calhoun yesterday. And of course, Eric with okay. Tab Computers, Computer Talk with Tab, Saturday 9 to 11. So, my deepest apologies, Eric. I hope you're okay.
Oh my gosh, being bumped by Coach Calhoun is fine by me.
Yeah, you probably should have had you come in so you could say hello.
It'd be neat. Yeah,
it was good.
I went to UConn during the dream season.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you go to games?
Are you kidding me? How hard we couldn't get tickets to the games? Come on.
Seriously. There's so many things that are talkable. I think the average person listening would want to hear about is this one click to cancel got canceled. And because, you know, everybody out there knows how difficult companies make it to A, get in touch with them, and B, to cancel stuff. So what the heck happened?
Yeah, the FTC had this great thing. The FTC has this new click-to-cancel rule. And basically, it was going to make it easier for people to cancel things that they didn't want to be part of anymore. We've heard of the AOL story where the guy's on AOL, you know, telling them to cancel, and they won't cancel his account. This is going to make it easier for you to cancel. And the irony of this, again, this is back to just government doesn't know how to do government right. Basically, the FTC didn't follow its own rules to create the click-to-cancel rule. Right. So if they had to have some sort of special hearings and some sort of process and procedure, because the click to cancel rule is going to cost businesses $100 million. And if you have a rule that is that impactful, you need to follow your rules before you implement the rules. So it's the lunacy of government not even understanding its own rules before it changes other rules. And it's a thing that we all agree should happen. And even this panel of judges agrees it's a good idea. But the FTC didn't follow its own rules. Why? Because there was an election coming up. So what do? They slam something down, don't follow their own stuff, and here we go. Ineffective government yet again.
So does that mean it's dead for good?
No, I'm sure. Well, I don't know. That's a great question, and I don't know that answer because I'm not sure if the FTC is made up of new commissioners now where they may not want to protect consumers from this type of thing. Consumers should be able to cancel their own things easily, but we have the same problem in MSP. We have competitors that lock customers into multi-year contracts where you can't fire your IT provider. You can get rid of your attorney, your doctor, your lawyer, but your IT provider has locked you into a multi-year contract. It's the same thing with this. I don't know. We'll see what happens with the FTC. I didn't look into that for you.
Eric Semmel, Tab Computers, of course, Tech Tuesday on a Wednesday. You can listen to him every Saturday, 9 to 11, on Computer Talk with Tab. The Android Chrome thing, I'm for the average layperson, like why is this matter? Does this make Google more competitive or easier to use their stuff? Like what's going on?
Yeah, so we're hearing that we're going to hopefully see the combination of a Chrome OS and Android OS. So if you've heard of Chromebooks, right, Brian? They use them in the school systems all the time, and then lots of us have Android
laptops.
Phones.
Yep, right.
Yep, Android. We have Android phones and tablets, but they're not the same operating system, but they're made by the same company. Chrome, as far as I'm concerned, is junk. It's garbage. I can't use it at all. And Android works, right? So, I mean, if I've asked you this even in the studio. Do you have any problems with your smartphone? You don't. So if Android and Chrome kind of took over and it was in more of an Android world, I would contend a lot of our computer problems would go away. And again, the issue here is how long it'll take for Google to actually do this combination, but you still need an awfully powerful computer to run a Chrome OS, almost as powerful as a Windows OS. And if they could just punt Chrome and bring in Android, you're going to find a whole stabilization of all your computer, all your computing. Everything would be appified, and generally appified systems don't fail. So if and when this happens, I would contend Microsoft may be shaken in their boots, because Google Chrome, Google Android is a much wider used operating system than Microsoft. And if you could have an Android-based laptop that didn't have, you know, a black screen of death that's changed from the blue screen of death happening, we'd all be better off.
MIT, you know, we have these data centers that are getting built, and there's all this concern about, you know, energy and what it's going to do to electricity prices and everything else. And I guess MIT took a real hard look at how much energy actually would get sucked.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Stop by these data centers?
They really did. I mean, we're hearing stories now of whole energy providers that are going to be cranking up our electric bills 20-30% because of AI and data centers. And MIT did a great review of all this, and they gave an example of just what's going on with energy. Let's say you're running a marathon as a charity runner, and you organize a fundraiser to support your case, and you ask AI to model 15 questions about the best way to fundraise. Then you make 10 attempts at the image for a flyer before you get one that you're happy with, and 3 attempts at a 5-second video to post on Instagram. This is all using AI. Well, you would have used 2.9 kilowatt hours of electricity, enough to ride 100 miles on an e-bike, or run your microwave for over 3.5 hours just to get that silliness done for you by AI. It consumes a ton of energy. And for some reason, we have not figured out how to bill AI data centers properly. In the early 2023s there with Bitcoin, there was a company called Riot out of Texas that was a Bitcoin mining company. They were paid $31 million by the power company to not mine. They got paid to not mine, which they weren't going to do anyways, Brian, because the value of Bitcoin was so low that mining would have cost them more than mining the coin itself. Why would an energy company pay you not to run your stuff? Why wouldn't you just charge those guys 3 times the cost because they're using 3 times the energy? What was wrong with us? You know, we need to properly bill these folks for consuming the power and have that improve our lives, not hammer us as regular folks who are trying to just live our lives. And so you can have some silly AI model do a video for you.
You know, I'm curious, this might not be an answerable question, so I apologize if it's not, but all the efforts within AI are to make AI better, right? To make the information it provides or the way it works better. Are there efforts also to do it using less energy?
Well, that would be DeepSeek, right? Remember the Chinese came out with a DeepSeek AI that supposedly used, you know, if you think of the Iron Man movie where he kind of built the Iron Man suit in a cave. DeepSeek is the idea where they built AI using all these basic components, which we're not sure if they did or didn't. They could have cheated, but that's the idea. The thought here is that maybe AI wasn't generated properly. Maybe they decided that in order to drive a car, they would need a Maserati that could do, you know, 600 horsepower just to do 30 miles an hour. And they would model their whole design of AI off of that versus trying to find the lowest cost way to do things. And if you're just going to consume the energy and get charged the same amount, I guess they have no reason not to. But if you actually charge them a penalty for operating AI the way they're operating it, maybe they look to conserve rather than paying them not to run the rigs in the first place.
Great stuff as always. I don't know when we're going to be together, but hopefully it'll be soon. Eric, thanks so much, bud.
All right, Brian, take it easy.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.